Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. A-Dream. In the building. Shout out to Bree.
What up, Bree?
And we finna go in. Look.
Yes, sir.
Look. We came to break down a few topics here. So if you got time, sit and acknowledge it. Positive, uplifting, and honest here. Keep your ears open and soaking all the words spoken. A couple of jokes to keep it fun, get your laugh on. And maybe a few pointers to get your cash on. See, Bree, she all about building. Straight up out the NY, Brooklyn in the building. All the way down to the southern states. West Coast on up to the Great Lakes. So you fragging echoes, so if you ain't fragile, through the net connection, we streaming you to Metro. So welcome to the life of Bree, breaking down relationships to the third degree.
This is the Bree life, what you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life, how we live in life. From politics to the current events, economics to race, whether you're poor or you're rich.
This is the Bree life, what you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life, how we live in life.
Coming to you live and streaming to all four points of the globe. It's your girl, Brooklyn born and Crown Heights raised. Living life and breathing life. It's Bree, baby.
Well, peace and blessings. You have reached the Bree Life Radio Show, and I'm your girl, Bree. And what is today? You know what today is. Today is Freestyle Thursday, baby. That's for all the listeners and callers who want to call in to give your individual freestyle, no holds barred. So you could do so by calling in at 424-220-1862. That number again is 424-220-1862. So before I jump into the freestyle, there's a couple of housekeeping things that I want to take care of. Firstly, we're going to give a couple of birthday shout-outs. One to one of my Facebook friends, Hope Forward. Her birthday is tomorrow, so we want to wish her a happy birthday. Another one of my friends that I grew up with from Crown Heights, his birthday is sometime within the next couple of days. His name is Brett Mitchell. I want to give a big shout out to Brett Mitchell, Sissy Peoples, and Kevin Thornburn. These are all of my Facebook friends and a couple of who in which I grew up with in Crown Heights. Also, if you are a Crown Heights friend of mine or a Facebook friend of mine, and you can be a friend of mine by reaching me on BreeLifeRadio at gmail.com, or you can reach me on Facebook, or Twitter at BreeLifeRadio at Twitter and BreeLifeRadio at Facebook. You would know that I've been participating in some activities at my old elementary school, which I have a fondness for, PS161, trying to help in some fundraising efforts. If you've been following the show, you've heard me talk about the fact that it's very unfortunate that we have teachers that are coming out of their pocket with the need to buy materials for the students, supplies and such. So follow me on Eventbrite. It'll go to the Bree Life page and you'll see the fundraising efforts that we're trying to raise funds for PS161. Also, PS161 is hosting a career day, and I put that up on my Facebook page on May 27th at 8:45 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. PS161 will be hosting a career day for the students. They have students from first through eighth grade. They have a couple of sixth and seventh and eighth grade classes. So both myself and some of the former 161 alumnus. And it's also open to anyone who is an entrepreneur or is working in corporate America that would like to volunteer a couple hours out of their day and come up to the school and talk to, I believe, each person is going to be assigned two classes to go around to talk to the students. So I think that's a very good community activity for all of us as adults to participate in, especially those who grew up in the neighborhood, who went to the school. And even if you didn't go to the school, that doesn't absolve you from being able to participate. So for those who are interested, please, you can call me on my personal cell if you have that number. You can also inbox me on Facebook, or you can send me an email at BreeLifeRadio@gmail.com. So, we are freestyling. But before we start our freestyle, we're going to go to a commercial break, and then we're going to take our first caller.
If you didn't tune into the Bree Life Radio show on Wednesday, this is what you missed.
Hey, Mark. Mark, check it out, Mark. If they give it up too easy sometimes, I mean, if vagina was a stock, it would plummet. It would plummet.
Mm.
Because you give it away too easy.
You hear that, ladies? There is a brother on the line that's saying that the ladies are giving it up too easy.
And this?
We want a lot more than sex, too. We want to be loved. We want to be respected. Mm-hmm. We want a whole lot of that will make
the
sexual experience that much more enhanced.
We can't forget about this.
Tony, you heard that. You know she's taking the easy way out of this one. You know what I'm saying. Come on, Bree.
Wow. No, listen. I say you have to be honest. You have to be honest with your partner of what the deal breakers are.
It's real talk about real life. Inhale and breathe light.
No, we breathing light. We ain't breathing heavy now. Right.
It's the Bree Life Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Check us at blogtalkradio.com/ Bree Life.
What you live in life. Welcome to the Bree Life. How we live in life.
Hey.
And we're back, and you've reached the Bree Life Radio Show, and it is Freestyle Thursdays. So call in to 424-220-1862. I also want to have the time to take the time to personally thank both Dr. Hackley and George Cook for a very interesting discussion that we had a part two of yesterday, which was to be black in America, what does it mean now? We're going to be finishing up on next Wednesday with part three of the series, and we're going to be discussing solutions. We're going to be discussing a lot of grassroots solutions and things that people can do in their communities to help to benefit our people and our condition. You know, one person can't do it all. We all have skill sets, and we come with energy and creative ideas. And I really think that the time of life that we're living in and the society that we're living in now and our socioeconomic statuses have all deemed it necessary that we start looking at ourselves and start looking at each other collectively and start working better together. So that's one of my freestyles for tonight. But we're going to take our first caller. And one of our callers is calling in from 504-535. That number is 504-535. Peace and blessings. We're freestyling. Tell me your name and where you're calling from and what is your freestyle tonight. Hello? Okay. I think that caller just wants to listen. And that's cool. And you can listen to Bree Life Radio Freestyle Thursdays. But we love when you call in. So tell your friends, tell your mama, tell everybody. Call in 424-220-1862. We're going to take the next caller. That number is 504-317. the number 504-317. Peace and blessings. You've reached the Bree Life Radio Show, and we're freestyling because it's Thursday. Who may I ask is on the line? And what's your freestyle? Hello? Okay. I think that person merely wants to listen, too. So, we are freestyling, and I'm waiting for you guys to call. So, you can do so at 424-220-1862. That number, again, is 424-220-1862. I've been noticing some very interesting activity on Facebook. I have a page which is called Are You Really Ready to Be in a Relationship? And I noticed today somebody shared with me the link or the trailer to Think Like a Man. Who's read that book out there? And what do you think about it? I actually bought the book, I think it was 2009 when it might have come out. And Steve Harvey has some very interesting points in the book. There are some areas that I don't necessarily agree on, but I think that a lot of the men are in, I think men are in a lot of trouble. Their whole game is going to be too out the frame in a little while once this movie comes out, because where there were women that didn't go out and get the book, some women, you know, they're not big on reading. They're just as visual as men are. Once this movie comes out, fellas, y'all better get your act right on, because I really believe that this is going to change the game for the rest of the year. It'll be interesting to see, as a result of this movie coming out, what the summer's going to look like. So if you got an opinion about that, call me. Call your girl Bree at 424-220-1862. We're going to take our next caller from 718-778. Peace and blessings. It's your girl Bree, and we are freestyling. What's your name and where you calling from? Seven seven eight. Can you hear me? Okay, there's a lot of listeners on the line tonight, and that's cool. I think people just want to hear the sound of my voice, and I'm good with that. So, again, we're talking about this movie, Think Like a Man. I would be very interested to hear what some of the brothers out there that knows about this book, what do they think about it? Do you feel that Steve Harvey really, like, you know, he should have his man card revoked, his he-man woman haters card revoked? I'd really like for you to call in, so you can do so at 424-220-1862. That number again is 424-220-1862. At this time, we're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to take our next caller. All right, and we're back. So I think the caller from 718-778 just called back in. Back in. Let's see what this person has to say. Peace and blessings. It's your girl, Bree. We're freestyling. Are you? What's your name and where are you calling from? People, you're killing me with the silence tonight. What's going on? I love the listeners, but I need some callers. I need to know what y'all thinking out there. So, I don't think I'll be going to see that movie this weekend because I have something else I'll be doing this weekend. There's another movie I actually wanted to go see, and it was The Wrath of the Titans. But I want to also talk about something else that I saw that was interesting on Facebook. A friend of mine, Alex, you've heard him participating on the show. He has a blog and a television show that he co-hosts with his wife, Stoney. And they have a show called Relationship Extra. I saw one of their most recent shows, which was The Double Standard. You really got to check them out. You can do so on YouTube. Just search for Relationship Extra and go to The Double Standard. Very, very interesting. But one of his most recent postings, he says that one of his callers or people who follow his show, Tom's ex-wife is now remarried to his brother. Tom thinks it's disgusting and has disowned his brother. Growing up, the brothers were very close, but not anymore. Does this situation warrant the brothers severing their relationship? Well, of course, you know, there were some colorful responses to that. One person said, this warrants the brother getting his ass kicked. Let's see, another response. Why would the brother even do that to his family? Too many secrets that could be exposed between the ex-wife and the brother, all out of spite. Have you ever had any colorful situation like this occur in your own personal family? I mean, you know, I think we all, to some degree, come from dysfunction. But you can't let your dysfunction shape who you are. At some point, you got to get a loofah and scrape that stuff off of you. But I'd love to hear about it. So I'm going to take my next caller. Hi, you've reached the Bree Life Radio Show. This is your girl Bree, and we freestyling. Are you? Okay. I'm going to go to the next caller. Hello, this is the Bree Life Radio Show. It's Thursday, and we're freestyling, baby. Are you freestyling? What's your name and where you calling from? Okay, I guess that person ain't freestyling either. But I love the fact that I have such a support system and, you know, people are calling in and listening. I really appreciate that. But if you want to call in, you can do so by calling into 424-220-1862. That number, again, is 424-220-1862. Well, peace and blessings. I know who this is. It's Turtle. Gail, hello. From
so yes. Can you hear me?
It is. Yes, I can hear you. It's Freestyle Thursdays, and you know what that means.
Come on, Gail. I'm just going to put a question out there. Then I got to listen until 9 o'clock because I'm still at work.
Okay.
So the question is, I read this article today, and this is about relationships.
Okay.
And it said men determine from a woman's hair if they're going to talk to them. So I would just like to throw that out there for the guys, and I'm going to listen to the discussion, and at 9 o'clock I'll chime back in.
Well, of course, listeners, she's talking about 9 o'clock. Is that mountain time?
Oh, yeah, here. That's, yeah.
Right.
That's
okay.
So what time is there? So in an hour, basically.
9:20 here. So
yeah.
That's
Gail
in Minnesota.
Is there any guys on the phone?
Actually, we don't yet, but I'm sure
okay.
We will in a few minutes. And when we do, I'm going to pose that question. Now, did you hear that, listeners? There was a magazine article that Gail had read, and it stated that a guy or man will determine whether or not he'll talk to her by the type of hair he has, or style of hair. I think that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. If you share my view or if you are in contradiction of my view, please, I want to hear that. This is almost synonymous with Chris Rock's movie, Good Hair. You know, this is also, ironically enough, this also has to do something sort of what we were talking about on the what it is to be black in America now, because at the root of the problem, we talk about self-image and how we view ourselves or how much we love or don't love ourselves. And a lot of that also has to do with how we see ourselves in the mirror and our concern for what we look like to other people. So I'd be very interested to hear what anyone has to say about that. You can also call in and share your point of view with me at 424-220-1862. Again, that number is 424-220-1862. We're going to go to another station break, and then we'll take our next caller. Thanks for calling into the Bree Life Radio Show, Gail, and we look forward to talking to you in a few minutes.
DJ, please pick up your phone. I'm on the request line.
Baby, baby, baby.
And we're back. If you remember that song from Jeanne, one of my favorite neo soul groups, The Request Line. And that's what we on. Freestyling on Thursdays on Bree Life Radio. So, what's your freestyle? I'm waiting to hear from you people. Oh, also, I want to thank the listeners because even though there are a lot of callers that call in, but there are even that much more listeners that I really appreciate their constant support of the show. By way of some reports that I've received, yesterday was one of my highest rated shows, so I just want to thank all the listeners that have been following Bree Life Radio. We really appreciate it, and we thank you for your support. And I see that we have the 504 caller back in queue. So because they're back in queue, I'm almost scared to pick them up, but take a chance and do so. So 504-535, I'm about to pick you up, and I hope you got a freestyle for me. I guess not. I'm having the hardest time with the console today. Oh, and also, I just want to apologize to those who were listening in at the beginning of the show. If they had difficulty calling in or the show getting on air on time, Blog Talk Radio is in the process of changing a lot of their caller prompts and the actual hosting prompts. And because they changed the hosting prompt yesterday, Bree Life Radio didn't air exactly at 9 p.m. sharp like we usually do. So I just want to apologize for any callers that had any difficulties in the beginning or the listeners. So, talk to me, people. I'm patiently waiting. I got a lot of responses today for people who said that they were going to be calling into the show. So, especially the ladies, which, you know, is a demographic that has not participated a lot in the Bree Life Radio show. And I was kind of excited from all the responses that I was getting to the invitations that I sent out for the show. I think we as women, we have a lot to offer to a lot of the topics that are being discussed. And I rather like Freestyle Thursdays because there's no format. I'm not reading from a monologue that was pre-written. I'm doing it all ad hoc, and I'm going off the vibe. I'm feeding off the vibe of everyone who's participating on the call. So if you guys don't want me to out you, you better call in. No, I'm just joking. But you can do so at 424-220-1862. That number again is 424-220-1862. Until we get some callers on the line, I think I'll just continue with the vibe and play some music, if you don't mind. So we're going to go to a commercial break. We're going to go to our next song, and then we'll have a call online by then.
Bree Life Radio is a grassroots radio show offering a voice to everyday people. It is without a doubt that this service is a pleasure for we at Bree Life to provide. However, this service comes at a cost. For us to continue to provide this valuable outlet to the community, we need your support. Join us as we raise funds to keep Real Life Radio streaming while we provide assistance to Public School 161 in Brooklyn, New York. 15% of all funds raised will go towards providing school supplies to the students of this necessary and vital educational institution. You can find more information about our fundraiser on the web at brilife.evenbright.com. That's brilife.evenbright.com.
Losing blood, y'all.
Feel my body getting cold.
Welcome back to Bree Life Radio. It's Freestyle Thursdays. And I'm your host, Bree. And that was 911 with Wyclef Jean and Mary J. Blige. That was a special request by one of my Facebook friends who I happen to be talking to right now on Facebook, and as a joke, he asked me to play that song. So, and we're back to Freestyle Thursday. So, talk to me, people. 424-220-1862. Prior to airing the show, I was on a conference call with a woman by the name of Joyce Saint Cyr, and she is a motivational speaker and a personal coach for people who need an extra boost in their careers and businesses. And it was very informative, and I know she's listening, and I appreciate her support, and I just want to tell her that I rather enjoyed being on that call. The name of her Facebook page is called Diversity Talks Difference. Diversity Talks Difference Between a Life and a Business Coach. And her name is Joyce Saint, and last name is C-Y-R. You should go to her page and check her out. I think she had a lot of value to bring to the discussion, and I'm sure that a lot of people will be calling her for her business coaching support. So great job, Joyce. I enjoyed it. It was a worthwhile hour. So tell me, people, what's going on out there? What's everybody up to? This has been a very interesting week for me since the last Freestyle Thursday. One of the things that I know that I've been getting calls about, I've been receiving calls about my and emails about my choice of topic for talking about what is it to be Black in America now. It was a topic that I felt that should be discussed, because of a previous Freestyle Thursday show that was aired. And that's really how the topic evolved. But I'm so glad for the evolution of the topic, because it fostered having some really good conversations about where we are today from a granular level. So much on the news, you get such a broad stroke about what's going on with Black America, or you get sometimes isolated incidents about what's going on in our communities. But sometimes it's so much more helpful to hear from community leaders and activists what's really going on from the grassroots level. And Dr. Hackley and George Cook, both being authors, community activists. Dr. Hackley is also a pastor, and he's very active in his community. He travels all over the world. George Cook, he is the president of the Hillside chapter of the Board of Education, and he's a politician, a community activist, and an author. He's written 3 books, quite accomplished. And it's good to hear these perspectives. They both will be joining us next week in our forum discussing part 3 and the final part of the series. But we'll be talking from a solution-based perspective. So, and that'll be happening next Wednesday at 9:00 on Bree Life Radio. We also may be joined by another school administrator in Crown Heights. I'm not at liberty to say who it might be, because I haven't gotten complete confirmation on it yet, but we might bring another school administrator on the line, because she is actively working in the school with the children, and she's also in charge of another program that was very interesting that I was listening to her talk about. It's called Yes, and it's Young, I forget what the acronym actually stands for. I believe it's Young Educated Students. And they travel throughout the country. They lobby. They talk to the politicians in the community. This group of students have actually gone to, I believe they've gone to Albany to talk to the state legislators and to tell them exactly what they want to happen in their communities. And see, I think that's a great program, because we're educating young people about the political process, how it really works. I mean, we could take a page out of their book. There's something that they want. They hold their local legislative members in politics in their community accountable for what they want. They write it down. They go to the state. They go to the state capitol and lobby to state legislators and talk about that. That's great. That's what we need to be doing. A lot of us who are not registered to vote, we need to, because this election is going to, I believe this election is going to be even that much more important than the last one, because especially for people of color, African American people, it's going to be very, very important. And I just hope that we're thinking about that. We're thinking about the process and what's happening with our president, and, you know, hopefully the things that he wanted to get pushed through in this term, he'll be able to follow through in next term. I'm sure that there are going to be a lot of things on his platform that he'll be pushing through in his second term will probably make history. But we'll just have to see how all that unfolds. Again, the call-in number is 424-220-1862. I'd be interested to hear what anyone has to say about the question that Gail has put out there for us to discuss, and that is, I believe she said she was reading an article, and it was an article that a man was talking about. He chooses a woman, or there are men out there that choose women by the type of hairstyle that they have or type of hair that they have. I think that's kind of superficial, but, you know, that's just me. You know, having worked in the beauty industry for several years as a makeup artist, you know, I've seen everything. I've seen people in their rawest forms. And then I see a caterpillar turn into a butterfly. You know, I've been responsible for a portion of that happening. But I'd be interested to know what men think about women who wear makeup, who have weaves, extensions, who wear eyelashes, wear fake fingernails, all that stuff. What do you think about that? I'd be interested to know what a woman actually thinks about herself using these forms of enhancement, because that's really all they are. But you got to be comfortable with who you are inside, because it won't matter what the outside is embellished with. If you're not really comfortable with who you are on the inside, you can't really rock what's going on the outside. But I'd love to hear what you think about that. And you could do so. You could call your girl Bree at 424-220-1862 and tell me if you agree or disagree with me. And remember, this is Freestyle Thursday, so there's no format, no holes barred. I think Gail might be back on the line. Let's see if we could bring her back on the line. Actually, no. So, okay, people. I think it is time for another commercial break. And when we come back, hopefully we'll have another caller. Wouldn't that be grand?
Thank you.
are back, and you are on the Bree Life Radio Show, and we are freestyling because it's Thursday, and you can call me at 424-220-1862. That number again is 424-220-1862. Also, you can reach us at Bree Life Radio at Facebook.com, Bree Life Radio at Twitter. And you can send your questions, comments, or concerns to BreeLifeRadio@gmail.com. So with the last 6 minutes that we have for the show, I'm waiting on you people because it's Freestyle Thursday. I don't really have too many freestyles for this week, I guess because I've been dealing with such vibrant topics. A lot of what I wanted to talk about was said in yesterday's show, and you can always go back on blogtalkradio.com/freelife to listen to the archives. So I'm sure the series on what it is to be black in America featuring Dr. Jeremiah Hackley and Alex Lee from Link Court Productions and also George Cook, who is the Hillside president of the chapter of the New Jersey Board of Education. People, with the last 3 minutes of the show, I want to know what you're thinking. We're coming past the Trayvon Martin rallies. I know that some are still going on, but the whole host of them that had been going on for several weeks, they have subsided. And what are people thinking about the Trayvon Martin situation? I'd love to hear your questions or concerns about that. Also, it was brought to my attention because George Cook has a blog called the AA Report. And it's A as in Apple, A as in Apple, reports.com. And yesterday he shared a story which kind of touched my heart because it was talking about a young lady by the name of Marissa Alexander. And she is being held right now in a Florida jail because while she was 9 months pregnant with her child, she was attacked by her husband. She fired a warning shot in the air that actually hit the ceiling. And I guess that shot actually saved her life because he ran out of the house. He ran away. But she was charged with attempted murder, 3 counts of it, as a matter of fact. And she's awaiting sentencing right now. I mean, it's unbelievable that a woman who was 9 months pregnant that was suffering at the hands of constant domestic violence by her husband, she stood her ground and now she's standing in jail. What an injustice of the system. But, you know, especially to my knowledge, that's not the first time it has happened. It happens every day, and these are the things that go unreported, and that's the great thing about George's blog is because a lot of the things that don't get media attention because the large media at hand doesn't find these stories to be newsworthy, especially an issue such as this going on in Florida, and the case is being tried by the same prosecutor who is who is also responsible and involved in prosecuting the Trayvon Martin case. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all unfolds, and unfortunately, how this young woman is going to, what she's actually going to be faced with getting. I mean, my prayers and all my hopes and empathy is with this woman, because this is certainly showing an injustice, a horrible injustice that's being exercised against her. But as we're coming to a close of the Bree Life Radio Show, I want to just thank all my listeners, especially, you know, for all the support and feedback that I've been getting about the show. As I stated, yesterday was our most highest rated show. So I want to thank all the listeners for adding to that. And I want to thank everyone for participating in the show, all the guest callers for participating in the show, and to be able to add value to the provocative dialogue that we have and the banter that we have at times. So in ending, I want to tell you all that I love you all on purpose. Peace and blessings, and I hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather.
Yeah, yeah. A-Dream in the building. Shout out to Bree.
What up, Bree?
And we finna go in. Look. We came to break down a few topics here. So if you got time, sit and acknowledge it. It's positive, uplifting, and honest here. Keep your ears open and soaking all the words spoken. A couple of jokes to keep it fun, get your laugh on. And maybe a few pointers to get your cash on. See, Bree, she all about building. Straight up out the NY, Brooklyn in the building. All the way down to the southern states. West Coast on up to the Great Lakes. So you fragging that gold, so if you ain't fragile, through the net connection, we streaming you to Mexico. So welcome to the life.